This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I introduced you to the book of Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. The prophet Malachi's name means my messenger. What a message he delivered to close the Old Testament. He probably prophesied during the time between when Nehemiah finished building the wall around Jerusalem and his return after having gone back to where he had lived in exile. His message was similar to the issues Ezra and Nehemiah dealt with. What always amazes me is how fast after returning from their exile, the Israelites reverted to the practices that caused them to go into exile. Reflecting on this, I'm aware we do the same thing. This is one good reason for why we should read and study this book carefully, so we don't fall into the same trap they did. I thought of a number of ways to study the book, but settled on what I call the 4S or 4-step approach: spread, sort, structure, and summarize. After reading the book a number of times, I began to spread out before me what I found. Words like love, honor, and respect were contrasted with words like contempt, compromise, cheating, and defilement. Warnings of judgment and dire consequences were contrasted by promises of protection, restoration, and blessing. After reflecting on all these themes, I tried sorting the information I'd gathered under 4 headings, which became the main points in the outline I structured, under the title, How to Experience God's Love, Blessing, and Freedom. More on this in our next visit, and I trust you'll be able to be with us. And if not, you can go to my website and click on the archives, gettinggodsmessage.org.